The Flor de Jalisco supermarket in Gainesville is a bustling center of the city's Spanish-speaking community, but this day's activities are different. Volunteers wearing shirts reading No Mascara, No Servicio work to disinfect taxis between customers and hand out masks and stickers for Latino businesses. In the parking lot, more than 500 people have gone through a drive-through COVID-19 testing site by lunchtime.
We are Gainesville. We are Gainesville, Hall County, and we were getting sick. I say where, because this is stopping here, people. We are taking charge. This is stopping right here.
That's Norma Hernandez, president of the Northeast Georgia Latino Chamber of Commerce. As part of a local coronavirus task force, she's worked for weeks to pull the state together, not just for the Latino community, but also for poultry producers. Chicken processing is big business in Georgia and even bigger in Gainesville. 30 million pounds of poultry a day accounts for 15% of America's production. Governor Brian Kemp toured one of Fieldale Farms' multiple facilities last week, where officials say about 200 of the 5,000 or so workers spread across six counties tested positive. Since the initial outbreaks, poultry plants have increased safety measures and worked to educate workers on coronavirus prevention. Fieldale is even paying workers to stay home for at least 17 days if they test positive for the virus. About 75% have recovered and returned to work. So far, two workers have died. Insurance Commissioner John King, the first Hispanic statewide constitutional officer, was tapped by Kemp to root out how the virus was impacting the industry.
They're truly essential members of our economy and of our society. And if they don't go to work and they don't produce that protein, then our country goes hungry. They're truly essential.
Like many, he thought the infections were happening inside the plants, but he said the data revealed something more.
When we noticed that the infection rate in Latino workers was higher than Bosnian, Laotian, Cambodian, other types of workers, that drove the bright light to say, hey, infection is not taking place in here. It's taking place out in the community.
Or at least the virus wasn't only being spread in the plants. But the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which represents some of Georgia's poultry workers, is adamant processing plant conditions are responsible for the virus spread. But why the Latino community in general has been more susceptible to coronavirus is still an open question. The Georgia Department of Public Health says the prevalence of multi-generational homes is a big factor. So, officials took on the strategy of tackling community spread by using community leaders like Norma Hernandez, who can speak to at-risk people in their own language.
Simple. And the message is, let's get healthy, let's get back to work, and how are we going to do that? We're going to do it by taking care of each other.
King, Hernandez, and Governor Kemp all say there are signs this message is working. At the supermarket testing site, Kemp said Hall County has seen a decrease in cases, an increase in testing, and a boost in hospital capacity, and thanked members of the Latino community especially.
For working together to really take a situation that could have been really, really bad and making it a lot better.
As for the poultry industry, hospital officials said 169 poultry farm and factory workers tested positive the last 2 weeks in April. The first 2 weeks in May, that number dropped to 43 cases. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Gainesville.